Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Lakeisha, you there? Lakeisha? Lakeisha, can you hear me?
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes. How they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Lakeisha Williams. Lakeisha is an educator, author, and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Lakeisha.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to finally get to talk to you. We've been trying to do this.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited for today to finally get to sit down and chat.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm very excited that we were able to make it happen.
Yes. So tell us, Lakeisha, I know that you are passionate about serving the community. It's really clear that that's a passion for you. Tell us why that's so important to you.
It's so important to me because I was once, and I always start with the children. Right? In some cultures, mm-hmm. that's how the success of the culture is measured based on how well the children are doing. And so because I was once those kids, I know firsthand how it feels to grow up in marginalized communities. Fast forward to who I am today and everything that I represent, no matter what I do, it goes back to we have to adequately serve our children and families so that our children can be well and ultimately we can eradicate some of these social issues that we have, which are really and truly man-made because we've forgotten about the children.
That's awesome. One of the things that you said, Lakeisha, that just stood out to me is you stated that a high-quality education is the gateway for our children to achieve their fullest potential to impact the world. That is so powerful to me. Talk to us about that.
I do believe education is the gateway because I believe that it provides our children with access, the access to be whoever it is that they want to be. Right? And it doesn't have to be the traditional, you know, doctor, teacher, et cetera. As an educator, you know, I definitely thought outside of the box all the time, and I wanted our children to know that they were change agents for the world. They were advocates to make this world a better place. I believe that it's our duty and obligation to make sure that we instill that in all of our children. So I do believe that education is that gateway to help our children to be able to do that. Because, again, as a social justice person, when we look at juvenile delinquency, when we look at crime rates, when we look at the prison statistics, you know, when we look at poverty, when we look at all of those things, the commonality there is the lack of a high-quality education, which is why I believe that education is the gateway. It's not the end-all, be-all per se, because there's additional things that we need to do to make sure that our children are living up to their best potential, right? But education is that gateway.
Oh, wow, that's so good. I wanted to make sure we talked about something. You began your company, Brick House Unlimited, during the pandemic. So that takes strength, that takes courage, and that takes believing in yourself and what you're doing. How are you able to see past all the stuff and not be afraid to start it during that time, but to still go on after something that you really believed in?
Wow, I'm so glad that you asked that question in that manner, because the truth of the matter is most people don't, right? But and it's the first time I've been asked that, and what immediately came to my mind is I was afraid. I did it afraid. And I feel that oftentimes when we talk about success, we don't talk about all of the things that go in with that. So during a global pandemic, especially in the beginning, I was afraid just like everyone else because I didn't know what to expect. But I was responsible for an entire school community who depended on me, right? And for me, when I think about leadership, it's not about being in charge, but it's actually about taking care of those who are in your charge. And so during the pandemic, my families would constantly, like, thank me. They were so grateful. They were so appreciative because not only were myself and my school team, not only were we still providing education, you know, instruction and education to their children, but we were still also providing supportive services to our families as well, right? And they were just so grateful and so thankful and so appreciative. And again, the way that I chose to lead my school, working hand in hand with the community and then with everything happening during the pandemic, I just found myself in a position. I was like, there's so much more that I still need to do. There's so much more. And so that's how, you know, I came to ultimately found my company, Brick House Unlimited, because I do believe that to whom much is given, much is required. And so this is my calling. I believe this is my purpose. This is what God wants me to do. And as long as I can do more, I have to. The moral imperative for me.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. I love all of that. You know, Lakeisha, I go back to the beginning of the pandemic and the fear. The biggest thing you said right then is, oh, yeah, I was afraid. But the key is not saying I'm not scared or anything. You know, I have fears, but that fear, you did not let that fear stop you. You did it while afraid, which is the whole thing that we talk about all the time. That I found that so encouraging. Thank you for sharing how that all came about. And your heart, you can hear your heart and your passion. That's what gets us to moving. So thank you so much for that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Lakeisha Williams. Lakeisha is an educator, author, and entrepreneur. Okay, Lakeisha, I want to talk about this. I was excited to talk about this as well. Congratulations to you on your bestseller, Shine On Brown Girls. I'm so excited for you for that. Talk to us about the inspiration behind the book and what you hope readers will walk away with.
Thank you so much. So the inspiration behind Shine On Brown Girl was black women. What I found was that black and brown women still felt invisible around the world. So you already know, you know, following me as a principal and the work that I did in my school community from day one, I was always doing different real life activities with my children. And so during the election of Biden and Harris, once it was officially announced that she was the vice president, again, many black and brown women were just so excited and happy because representation matters, right? So it didn't matter how many degrees you had or, you know, how many years you were in your career. Everyone felt so proud. And I stumbled across a poem on social media titled Brown Girl, Brown Girl. And I took it back to my school because, again, this was typical of me to do empowering activities with my children. You know, I have black and brown children in my school, so I did this poem with the black and brown children and the girls in my school. And this poem went viral, right? The activity went viral, but it went viral for two reasons. The number one reason it went viral is because there were millions of people who were upset with me. They said that I was indoctrinating children. They were comparing me to Hitler. They said I needed to be fired, and I was even sent death threats. I had to get police involved in this matter, right? But on the flip side, there were millions of people who were so inspired, who were so happy by watching a video clip of black and brown children in a marginalized community in a high-poverty school who were so proud of who they were and so proud of their futures. And many people began to write about us, the paper in India, an Italian news station reached out to me, broadcast stations such as WPIX 11, ABC 7 reached out to me, and many different local podcasts and newspapers and everything else. And so, again, when that happened, you know, I wasn't happy with receiving a death threat, but when I'm pouring of love and appreciation and thank you so much, right, once again, I said, what else can I do? Because my children and families were definitely proud. And, you know, I had a mentor principal, and we were talking about it, and had already co-authored my first book, Still I Thrive, and that did well. And so he said, you know, I think you should do a children's book. You should continue writing. Yeah, you do a children's book. And because my school was branded Shine, Shine 399, and the poem was Brown Girl, Brown Girl, that's how the story Shine on Brown Girl was born. Because what that also said to me was, sure, we have books that depicts black and brown children, but I also wanted to be very keen on sharing our stories, the stories that our children face, right? But doing it from a perspective where children can talk about it, ranging from elementary school all the way through college classes, where adults, where teacher education training programs can begin to have conversations about how do we best reach our children and what is it that we mean when we say being culturally responsive to meet the needs of our diverse population that exists in many of our schools across the country today. So that's how I'm looking to leverage my series, because I'm currently working on Shine on Brown Boy. You know, I am boy mom, so I couldn't forget about the boys. But with the work being hit with all children, so it's not just for little girls, it's not just for black and brown children, it's for all children. The story resonates with them. So what that also tells me, which many of us know this, right? Like, children are not born racist. They're not born saying, I don't like this person because of the color of their skin. They're not born that way. And they can recognize when things are not done, you know, in a fair and consistent manner. So imagine if our children can grow up with this knowledge and this awareness and this exposure. That will lend itself to tolerance and acceptance and inclusion, which is what we need to have if we want our society to do well. Success can't just be for one segment of our society and not for the other segment, because that doesn't work like that. And that's why we see some of the ill effects in our society that we see today, because we have not made it where we are. We talk about it, right? But we have not, as a society, we have not done the things necessary in order to make it happen. So I do believe that the work begins with educators, because everyone has to come through us. So imagine if children are raised up with this ingrained in them from kindergarten.
Wow. You know what? That was so powerful. And so inspiring to know that, you know what, you were able to find a real reward and success, even though the road to it caused some challenges to get there. So that is so powerful. Now, I'm excited about Shine on Brown Boys, because even though my boys are grown men now, I'm a boy mom as well. So I'm excited for that to be released. Thank you for sharing that with us. One of the things on the show, Lakeisha, we like to talk about is, as entrepreneurs, as female entrepreneurs, we face some challenges sometimes that are unique to us as female entrepreneurs. And you have faced some challenges on your journey that you shared with us. Talk to us about how you're able to face challenges and be able to overcome them to not let those challenges stop you from moving forward.
One of the best pieces of advice that I can give to women entrepreneurs is throw away this whole like badge of honor of I'm independent and I do it alone. Throw away that, right? Because it's not a badge of honor. And I will say that even when I was going through that difficulty with the death threats and everything, I had an entire community behind me, you know. I belong to two powerful educational organizations, Black Influencers United, as well as Off School Grounds, OSG. They definitely supported me. You know, my superintendent at the time supported me. My family supported me. So we have to, as women entrepreneurs, I feel, know that we are not alone. And our network is our net worth, right? So continue to connect with like-minded individuals. Continue to have an open mind so that, you know, you can continue to grow and develop your business. Like, many business opportunities have come my way just by, you know, showing up in certain rooms and having that open mind and having those conversations and building those communities, you know, and networking with people. So oftentimes, you know, I always, like, when I spell the word community, you know, I make the unity big in that word, because unity is in community, and together, that's how we win. Like, we win together. I met you through Cyrus, right? Like, we win by helping other people to succeed. So being open to others, being open to forming those partnerships, and then also, I believe, helping other people to come along as well.
Wow, Lakeisha, this has been such an amazing conversation and so encouraging. Thank you for sharing so much of your experiences, because that's how we build, and that's what this show is all about. Let our audience know how they can stay connected to you after today.
So after today, you can I do a lot with social media, so you could definitely follow me on Instagram at coach_shineonLakeisha. You can also go to my website, which is my company's name, www.brickhouseunlimited.com. But to get an immediate response from me, again, I definitely utilize social media, so you can find me on Instagram at coach_shineonLakeisha.
Well, thank you again, Lakeisha, for being here today, and thank you for sharing so much of you with our audience. Thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.